The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. I know Jared's wanting to say something.
Well, I was just
going to
say, that's one of the things that we love about the cruciferous is that they're very healthy. They're very health promoting. And they even help fight cancer. Now, when we were discussing raw versus cooked, I mean, there are benefits for both. But with the cruciferous, now most of them have a component that helps to fight cancer.
Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started.
In our family, we love cruciferous vegetables.
Yes, we do. That might be an understatement, actually.
Well, I was going to say, you may think this is an overstatement, but no, it really isn't. We love us some cruciferous vegetables. Now,
yes,
if you're not familiar with the term, it covers things like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, bok choy. I mean, there's a huge number of things that fall into the category of cruciferous vegetables.
Horseradish. You cannot leave horseradish out.
Radish, watercress. I mean, the list goes on. Now, you may be wondering, what do these things have in common? Why are they all called cruciferous?
They're delicious.
Well, cruciferous doesn't mean delicious in Latin, although it does mean delicious
sure
in our house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
but,
it does.
What it is what they share in common is that their flowers have a cross shape, which I thought was kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
Even though they don't look alike, like watercress doesn't look like cabbage. But
doesn't look
anyway,
like broccoli.
Now, you may be wondering, okay, I kind of like these, maybe. Which is better for me, raw or cooked? Well, if you want to know the answer to that, go and listen to our last episode. But if maybe these things aren't your favorite, I think that if you will give them a try, like really give them a try, that you will learn to not just think they're okay, but actually love them.
Well, the thing is, when you start eating this way, your taste buds change really very quickly. And this is something you'll hear us hammer home time and time again, because you think, because I love to eat this way I'm eating right now, that that's the way you'll always love to eat. But I'm here to tell you that is not the case. And the other thing is, the things that you like to eat, you're just going to learn new and better ways to have those things. So same things. We say it all the time. We still have taco, pizza, lasagna, shepherd's pie, like a lot of the things that were our favorites back then, burgers, we love eating those now. But with broccoli, same thing. With cauliflower, same thing. You've got to find new ways to even to have those that you like. Because maybe you had a little piece of broccoli with your plate of cheese. Now, I'm the dairy queen. I loved some cheese. And I honestly, I still have to have my creamy things. I mean, are you like me? You've got to have your creamy things too, because it is, it's got to happen. So with the broccoli, there are new ways and better ways that you can do that. And you just need to learn the new and better ways. But these are foods you've absolutely got to get into your life. And the reason being is that you want to feel your best to be able to do the things that you need to do or you've been put here on this earth to do. And so I know Jared's wanting to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, that's one of the things that we love about the cruciferous is that they're very healthy. They're very health promoting. And they even help fight cancer. Now, when we were discussing raw versus cooked, I mean, there are benefits for both. But with the cruciferous, now most of them have a component that helps to fight cancer. It's not originally found in the raw kind of food by itself until you crush it.
And like, what's that thing called?
Well, the cancer-fighting compound is called sulforaphane. It's a little bit of a tongue twister there, sulforaphane. But it is not formed until the plant is crushed.
Like until it's crushed with your teeth, maybe?
Well, yes. I mean, that would be the primary way. However, you can also, and that's one of the things we want to share with you. We want to share a few ways that you can maximize the health benefit. If you are a total fan like us, you'll get more health benefit from it. If maybe you're just starting to love cauliflower and broccoli and some of these others, well, hey, if you're going to do it, you might as well get the best out of it that you can.
Right. And these are the things we want you to know, because if you're eating it, why not get the maximum nutrition out of it? Right. So you want to know how, if I'm eating cruciferous, if I'm eating broccoli and cauliflower, these aren't things to worry about. They're just things, once you know them, then you know them, right? So then you can take advantage of all the benefits. And that's how you start feeling better over time. You just pick one thing like this. You can pre-crush your cruciferous. Jared's going to talk about that. And it absolutely boosts in nutrients till they're crazy good. I mean, they're not just good anymore. They're crazy good. You want to get the most nutrients out of that you can, or else you're just kind of throwing money down the drain. Plus, you're wasting the opportunity to feel your absolute best. And we don't want that, right? We want to feel our absolute best. So what is the best way to get the sulforaphane, right?
Sulforaphane. Yes.
Out of the broccoli.
Well, I want to get just sciencey just a little bit. I promise, just a little bit. There is a molecule that an enzyme will convert into sulforaphane. Now, the molecule and the sulforaphane are actually heat stable so that when you cook the food, those are not destroyed. It takes crushing the food to release an enzyme that converts that first precursor into the sulforaphane. And that's where the cancer fighting comes from. I mean, they've done studies where they take that and they put in a petri dish with cancer cells and the cancer cells die. Yeah. So, I mean, this is very powerful stuff. So if you're cooking broccoli just whole, you're not going to get that. But now, like we were saying before, crushing it, obviously eating it with your teeth and crushing it well will release those enzymes and it'll make the cancer fighting sulforaphane. And then you swallow it and you get all that goodness in your body. But what if maybe you don't like raw broccoli or whatever? Again, you're just starting out, or maybe with cabbage. We eat a ton of cabbage in this
family.
All
the time.
Green, purple, we don't care. You know, if there was a polka dot cabbage, we'd eat it because it's good stuff for you. But what if maybe you want to cook it, but you still want those health benefits? Well, a moment ago, you're talking about crushing your food. I don't know if anybody remembers the comedian Gallagher. This was from years ago. Like 30, 40 years ago, he used to take this big giant hammer. I mean, he would crush.
I totally forgot about that.
He would crush all kinds of food. I mean, he would do watermelon, which was the messiest, and it would spray over the entire audience. But I do think he did a head of cabbage or lettuce. That's not the kind of crushing we're talking about. It didn't have to be that dramatic or messy.
You don't
in
have
your
to
kitchen.
Gallagher crush it, right?
No, no. Which you can do something as simple as, like with cabbage, cutting it up into slices, which is, or not slices, but you know, the small slivers, like what we do for salad.
Yeah, or slaw.
Or slaw, exactly. That's a great example. Many times, though, we'll cut it like that for salad.
So by cutting it, you release those enzymes so they can mix with that molecule that's going to bring us, give us, create the cancer-fighting property. Actually, it's going to release the cancer-fighting nutrients.
Exactly. It's going to release the enzyme that then makes a sulforaphane. Now,
and you can do that by just pre-chopping. So think about pre-chopping your broccoli, pre-chopping your cabbage, anything like that,
or
pre-grating your horseradish,
Brussels sprouts, cut them
in half. Don't serve them whole, cut them at least in half. And then that way, and then you're going to not just immediately cook them, right?
Correct. You're going to let them sit for about 40 minutes. We've heard Dr. Michael Greger mention this, and he calls it hack and hold. So you want to cut it and leave it for about 40 minutes.
Right.
Which really, depending on what you're doing, is not that difficult. I mean, if you're creating a meal, you could cut that first while you prepare other things. Mm-hmm. Let it create those compounds in there.
Yeah, if you're doing
a
stir fry,
benefit.
Absolutely. If you're doing a stir fry, you'd want to cut your cruciferous first and let it sit there while you cut all your other vegetables. And just, I mean, you could even just set a little timer and say, okay, you know, or have the kids cut it ahead of time for you. I mean, that works. Whatever works best for you, do that. And if otherwise, and I'll say to you, if you're not going to have time to pre-cut it for 45 minutes, don't think I'm not going to have broccoli tonight. You're going to have it. We're going to tell you a little trick.
Yes.
Where you don't even have to cut it. But honestly, I prefer the flavor of it without this extra thing we're talking about. It can be good, but I want you to know that if you can't cut it, there's another thing you can do and it will work. And you can still get all the maximum nutrients out of the broccoli or the cruciferous, whichever
you're
using.
Now, why wouldn't you have the time to wait? Well, maybe you just don't have the time. You're running late. Maybe you get home late from work or something, and you've got to go ahead and cut the broccoli and get it in the water boiling. Like we'll do that sometimes for a broccoli soup. Love it. It's amazing. Another thing, too, is that if you get frozen vegetables, like frozen broccoli, many times they come parboiled or flash boiled, where they're just put in the hot water for 30 seconds.
Right.
And what that does is it helps to break down some of the enzymes and it allows the food
to last longer.
Right. So if you're getting some of these things frozen, this is another little tidbit that you can use. So if you're in that situation,
you haven't pre-cut it. Or you have frozen broccoli.
Or you've boiled it or whatever, you can actually take some mustard powder and sprinkle that. I think it's like half a tablespoon. I mean, it's not much, but the reason being is that that same enzyme is called myrosinase, is present in the mustard seed because it's actually present in the mustard plant. So when you take the seeds and you grind them up, then it's in there. So it takes just a little bit. So you have the enzyme there. And then as you're chewing the food after it's been cooked and you put the mustard on it, then it's releasing the sulforaphane. So that's a nice little insider scoop for you.
I love insider scoops. That's what it's all about. Because once you learn one of those, you do it.
And it becomes habit. And then it's just your normal routine.
Yeah. And so then it's not anything new. It's just what you do. And we look at these things and we think, oh, you know, whole food plant-based is going to be so hard. Or say you want to learn to draw. Oh, that's going to be so hard. But you just learn one thing and then another thing and you keep doing it and doing it. And then that's your new normal. I hate the term new normal. I don't mean it in the way that it's used today. But really, it becomes your new normal to where you don't think about cutting those things, you know, beforehand. You just do it. Or you don't think about putting mustard seed on it. You just have it there at the table and that's what you do. So you get these great things in your body that you normally wouldn't have if you didn't have these insider secrets. And that's what we're all about, getting you the information so that you know what to do. And then you get the choice. You get to decide.
Yes.
You get to decide, do I want to do it? Do I not want to do it? And that's when the power comes in. That's where you get your power back, because now you can do something besides sit there and just wait for your genes to play out, right? I mean, it's amazing, because most of these things, most of these diseases that the majority of people are facing today, even obesity, a lot of it is lifestyle related. And that's not to say it's your fault. It's kind of what we've been put into through ads and through the food industry and all these other things. Again, if you have not seen them, go back to get more information about plant-based and just to get inspired, go back and listen to our episode. It was a couple back. Do you remember the number with the movie recommendations, our top movie recommendations? You need to go back and hear those.
It's episode number 107.
How did I know you'd know that?
I'm just a technical genius. Plus, I have my handy dandy trusty computer right here beside me.
You are a mess.
But that's a great episode. And, and seriously, go, even if it's just one of the five, go and watch them. And it'll really open your eyes.
It not only open your eyes, it's just really inspiring. I mean, we just watched Forks Over Knives again. I don't know how many times we watched it now.
We've watched it a number of times.
A lot of times. And our kids, every time sit there, they love living this way because they understand how it makes them feel and they can tell a difference if they ever do eat a different way. But honestly, none of us are tempted to do so. We just aren't. Once you do this, you're just not tempted because you remember how when you ate oil, you felt sluggish and your joints complaints heard. And you remember how when you ate a certain way, you felt sick afterwards. And we just don't have that anymore. It's wonderful. No. And we want that for you too. It's been great hanging out with you again today, sister. We look forward to seeing you again next time. But before you go, be sure to get your name on the wait list for the Power on Plant Society. The membership is going to be opening soon. And inside, we're working with busy women who want to build their dream body and life. And that's what we're all about. The doors will only be open for 1 week. And the membership's only open twice a year. So we don't want you to miss out. And we'll let all our VIP members know when your name's on the wait list. Go to waitlist.poweronplantsociety.com to make sure that you don't miss out. And we'll see you again on the next episode.